A guy that has not been included in any of these conversations that I think deserves to be is Simeon Rice. Hear me out here. Simeon Rice, every year in September, they release 125 finalists. The first 4 years of his eligibility for the Hall of Fame was not included in the top 125 eligible players. Last year was included, was immediately dismissed, did not make the final 15. The Hall of Fame voters right now are an older group of guys. They cherish the 70s. They cherish the 80s. They make you wait if you played in the 90s or the 2000s. For whatever reason, Simeon Rice has been completely neglected. And I'm going to give you some stats on Simeon Rice, the Buccaneers' great. 122 career sacks. Of the 14 eligible players with 120-plus sacks, only three are not in the Hall of Fame. Whoa. When compared to Hall of Fame defensive ends, only Reggie White, Bruce Smith, and Kevin Green averaged more sacks per game.
Wow.
And he played three fewer seasons than Michael Strahan, but he amassed more double-digit sack seasons, has more forced fumbles, has more passes batted down, and has averaged more sacks per season. Look, it took him 4 years to even make the top 125. So with Canton coming next week, I feel like there are players that are just not represented in these conversations. Mm-hmm. Torrey Holt, Isaac Bruce. These guys, they're just dismissed. They're like, nah. Simeon Rice on the defensive side of the ball, completely neglected from the conversation. I'm going to put his name out there again on national television. Voters, if you're watching, if you're into this, if you care about the modern player, ask around. Because Simeon Rice is a guy that everyone respects and puts in that conversation. Nate, you played against Simeon Rice. What were your thoughts on him as a player?
Well, he was an absolute monster at his position. You said he's not mentioned when it comes to Hall of Famers now, but when he played, he was mentioned as the best of the best at his position every single season. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, he also has a Super Bowl ring, right?
He won it with the Bucs. So, he got them over the top.
Not to mention his career is validated by individual numbers, right? And you see guys like that all the time that are going to be on the bubble of making the Hall of Fame. But those guys don't have rings. So you say, okay, well, I get it. They need a ring. Mm-hmm. We understand why you're holding them out. But if you have those type of numbers that are right behind Hall of Famers, not to mention you got the jewelry in the jewelry box, it's crazy to think that a guy like that is sitting on the outside looking into the Hall of Fame.
Steven, okay, one quick quote before
you guys weigh in
on this. Willie Rofe, Hall of Fame left tackle, maybe the best of his generation to play, said this: I can say firsthand from the matchups that I had with him that Simeon was one of the toughest for me as well as for an offense as a whole. He was the big game player and helped the Buccaneers get that Super Bowl ring in 2002. Look, I'm not being paid by Simeon.
No, I have no skin
in this game. I just feel like some players don't have a voice in the media, aren't able to do this. Simeon Rice is a guy that I would consider. Kyle, you're smiling. What is your thoughts?
What do you got?
It's an impassioned case, but I've heard you make another one on this show. I want to give you a would you rather. Which Tony Dungy era Buccaneer should go in the Hall of Fame first?
I know what you're
Simeon Rice or John Lynch?
John Lynch should go in first.
John Lynch should go in first.
John Lynch is one of the greatest safeties ever played the game. It's a crime he's not in the Hall of Fame.
So is Simeon Rice, though, right?
Simeon Rice is a defensive end, different position.
Right.
He hasn't even cracked the top 15 yet. John Lynch has been knocking on that top 15.
I was going to say, John Lynch is in the conversation. It doesn't seem like Simeon Rice gets any love.
4 years. He wasn't even in the top 125.
Here's the thing.
Crazy Legs Williams from the 1930s made the list, but not him.
Crazy Legs. Here's the thing I'll mention about Simeon is Simeon redefined what it was like to recruit at that position. Now we see these guys that come in, the Myles Garrett types, right? And they say, oh, he's big, he's strong, he's fat. Simeon came in and said, what is he? What position are we going to put him at? He's like a power forward out there at defense. All of a sudden, that is the going rate and the going attribute and the going size and speed and strength of all these guys that are big-time playmakers.
He was Julius Peppers before Julius Peppers.
Exactly. And he doesn't get enough credit for changing the position.
I can't.